Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, it's a Friday afternoon. We're taking it into the weekend here. We'll have David Strom from HotAir.com after the top of the hour. Right now, over at KSTK, sports director Frank Cusimano. The big news over there, Mike Bush said that he's retiring. I heard that announcement. You're not gone too, are you? We just got to make sure.
No. I'll be there for a while.
Are they going to shift you to the news desk now?
Pardon me?
No, I'm kidding. Well, Mike was a sports guy, and they shifted him to the news desk. I don't suppose that happens with you.
No, I want to enjoy my life. I don't want to cover 4-alarm fires and be on top of Tam Avenue when it's 6 inches of snow. But let me just say this about Mike. He's the one that hired me 33 years ago, and he's a terrific guy. And the best thing about him, people see the polished product, and they see him doing great stories. Best thing about him is how encouraging he is. Never once in the 15 years or so we worked together in sports did he ever get negative. That's a great story idea. Boy, I really love that. Keep doing this. So the things that people don't know about him are really popular.
It's like 100% opposite from me, so I can kind of relate to that. No, he's a legend, and there's no more Mike Bushes that are going to happen. There's no more Frank Cusimanos. I mean, the media has changed so much. So I'm glad that he's getting to step out and enjoy the rest of his life. But let's talk a little sports. First of all, that football game last night was freaking fantastic. Mm-hmm. That was why I love the NFL.
You know what's crazy, too, is that we all knew going in this was the biggest Thursday night game ever. I mean, 2-11-3 teams, and mostly Thursday night games are rotten. And then to live up to the hype, I mean, a 1% chance of winning when they're down 16 in the fourth and to come back. How would you like to look at the Rams, like, box score, and you see, well, your quarterback threw for over 450 with 3 touchdowns and no picks, and your wide receiver went over 200, and you lost the game?
I know.
It's never happened.
It's crazy. But, man, the Seahawks, Darnold kept bringing him back. That was an impressive victory. It really was.
Oh, you felt good because in big games, he seems to not play at his best. And how about this, too, is the Rams began the night as, like, the Super Bowl favorite and the number one seed. They finished the night as the number 5 seed. Now the betting odds still have them as the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. But, boy, when you're not, getting that bye in those 2 home games, it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, they mentioned, what happened last year with the Vikings and, and the Lions. And it was sort of like one of those situations where you can be the number one seed and get the bye, or you can be way down and you have to, go on the road. What's going on in the Cardinals world right now in the aftermath of the winter meetings? Because I saw Ken Rosenthal column yesterday that talked about how the Cardinals are pretty active right now and trying to get some deals done.
They are, and they finalized the one big one so far in Dustin May, who at one time was regarded as a phenom. When he came in the World Series in 2019, I mean, he was much must-watch TV with that long hair and throwing 98. Now he's had a torn esophagus, 2 Tommy Johns. But last year he threw 132 innings. He struck out 123. That's the good news. Bad news is the ERA was 5. But the Cardinals aren't winning bidding wars for, like, all-star pitchers. this is the type of pitcher that fits their framework, where they can get him for $12.5 million. And if he's good, they can keep him for a second year. The Brendan Donovan thing is going to happen sometime in the near future. Seattle, San Francisco look like the leading candidates to get him. And now there's a lot of talk about Wilson Contreras, too, which, boy, you talk about stripping down everything. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I tell you what, switching over to college football, we got the college football playoffs starting tonight. Frank, you got a game tonight, three tomorrow. Which one are you most excited for?
Well, definitely Alabama, Oklahoma, because Alabama, 2-1 yards in the first outing, and they just had too many turnovers. That was the bottom line. I don't think they will tonight, and I know that, you know, it's a huge opportunity for an Oklahoma team that hasn't been great for a long time. But I just think that offense has just been pathetic all season long. Maybe John Mateer looks like he did the first like three or four games, but I like Alabama.
I think the Miami A&M game is probably the game of the weekend, unless you can get an upset out of Tulane, or, you know, this game tonight is going to be good too, I would expect. And you guys are Alabama fans, you and Jane, so I really don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, stick together.
How about Bo Tribula getting back to the portal? I mean, Mizzou fans don't seem to be very upset about this, but then that begs the question, what do you do now?
Okay, well, one thing is Bo Tribula in the end of the season had 11 touchdowns and 9 picks. That's a brutal ratio. Now, you could argue he played hurt, he was courageous, and he's mobile, but I don't think it's the end of the world or the end of the program that Bo is leaving. I think they like Zollers. They're going to go after the Nebraska quarterback, Raioli. I think that he would definitely be an upgrade, but if they don't get an elite quarterback, I think they're comfortable with Zollers. Mark, a quick thing. Mizzou just announced that Ahmad Hardy had re-upped for another year.
I saw that.
Can you believe, Bill, that this is what we've come to in college sports? A guy's going to be a junior next year in college is now, we have to announce, he's re-upping for another year.
Frank, I addressed this very issue and talked about that very specifically in the 3 o'clock hour on my roundtable, because it's just crazy. I kind of pointed it out that way, that they had to put a slide up on X saying that he is re-signed, because we don't know. You know, is he going to go in the portal? Is he not going to go in the portal? Well, now we know the answer to that, which, by the way, that's a big deal that he's staying, and we were hoping that he was going to stay. What do you got coming up on Sunday night?
Okay, we sat down with Rob Reiner a while back when he came to Busch Stadium, because he visited every stadium in the country. And we're going to go back in time. This interview with him, not because of me, but because of him, is so unbelievable. His love of baseball, why Jack Nicholson did what he did, what happened really behind the scenes with when Harry met Sally, all of his great movies, he breaks it down and talks baseball. It's really a fun piece.
That's amazing. I look forward to that. And I will be here Monday, so we'll talk on Monday afternoon. Have a great weekend.
Okay, guys.
All right,
take care. Have a good one.
Jane, have a great weekend. Merry Christmas to you. We won't
Merry
be back.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Christmas.
Love y'all. And I hope that you have all the great time with your families and friends. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're off next week. And then
same
on the 2nd, we'll be back on the 9th with the roundtable. But have a great Christmas. Thanks for everything this past year.
Amen.
We have David Strom coming.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.